pretty win, ugly win. A win is a win. It's now behind us. And really, what matters is what comes up next. Join us on the line to talk about this is Mike Dettillier, NFL analyst. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Appreciate it.
You know, Mike, it was a nail biter on any number of fronts, and this continues to be this last three game swing. The cardiac kids. I don't know about you, but I couldn't sit still throughout this game. But when you look at the stats, the score doesn't really reflect the quality of play that the Saints put on the field.
Well, listen, it's winning small ball. No, not every game is going to be 45-17.
Right.
People got spoiled with that. Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about it so many times, you know, in the morning with Tommy and Bobby and I on Second Guess, that this was eventually going to come to a halt. Could you win with your defense in a running game when it becomes fall weather? You know, September, October is built for the pitch and catch game. Nice. You know, you don't have a lot of weather situations. And it's not your daddy and your grandpa's world. It's the new world.
Yep.
But then come November and December, it goes back to old-fashioned football, winning special teams, running the football, stopping the run, getting turnovers. And I think what's been the story this season – has been the development of this young defense that, you know, we saw it in pre-camp workouts and everything else that they were going to be better, but not this good. And you look over the last six games, this football team has given up a grand total of 74 points. This is the NFL. And that's amazing to me that you've been able to shut teams down and in three straight games, not giving up a point in the second half.
No, absolutely. You know, it was interesting to me, and it seemed to me that McCaffrey got more yardage, but he got only 53 yards on 15 attempts last night. And if you'd have said that to me, yes,
he did. He caught a ton of passes.
No, he did. But he caught 8 receptions for 67 yards, excuse me. But if you'd have told me that he was only going to run for 53 yards, I'd have said I would have expected more, especially in light of what he's been able to produce over the last 6 weeks.
He's a unique dude.
Man, I'll take him any day of the week.
Man, listen, genetically, you know, his dad played in the NFL.
Yep.
His mother was a star soccer player at Stanford. His grandfather ran in the 1960 Rome Olympic Games and was a silver medalist in the 100-meter dash.
Oh, my God.
Now, tell me that dude ain't got some good genetics in him. But, you know, you think back, I think the one stat that jumps out at me is Samaje Perine rushed for over 100 yards against the Saints in November of last year. The Saints have gone 20 straight regular season games without giving up 100 yards to an individual rusher.
Yeah, and the whole team had 98 yards rushing last night for Carolina.
That's impressive.
To our 155. I mean, is another thing that was kind of deceptive. It didn't seem to me that we were going to rack up that amount of yardage.
Carolina came to play. They were a desperate football team, and you got their best shot last night. I mean, it wasn't a pretty game, but, man, Carolina came to play. And you saw one of the stars of this game in Luke Kuechly. My goodness. Oh. Man, he is a cut above as a linebacker in this league and what he does for that football team. But, again, it came down to when you had to make plays, you did it, and you did it with a makeshift offensive line. And that was, down the stretch, an important piece of the puzzle.
Mike, let's talk about that for a moment. Will Clapp comes in, and from what I could tell, you know, I kind of, was zoning in on him and watching his play. I thought he played very well.
I thought he did a good job. The guy I kind of zoomed in on was the center. Listen, we had a stat when Buddy was alive that if you lost your center and you had your backup center start the following game, you lost 79% of those games.
Really?
I mean, that goes to show how much a center means to your football team. I thought, you know, listen, Cameron Tom made some mistakes, but he held his own, and so did Will. He did a really good job. And then you had to basically kick Andrus Peat out to the left tackle position because of the injuries to both Teron Armstead, who didn't play, and then Jermon Bushrod. And you held it together against a pretty stout Carolina front. They did their jobs last night. And you want to come out with a win. You don't get anything extra for style points.
No.
You know, you listen to some of this stuff and you read some of this stuff on social media, you could swear that the Saints lost. You know, it's amazing that they got spoiled with these 45 and 50 point games. And that was going to come to an end. And guess what, Newell? It'll come to an end defensively, too. Yeah. You're going to play a team that's going to put up 28, 30-something points on you. That's going to happen eventually. Not everything is that smooth ride in the NFL, but that you're winning different ways tells you a lot about the makeup of this football team. But, man, you got to love the fact they got a core of really good young defensive players that's not only built for this year, it built for next year and 2020 also.
You know, Mike, one of the things, if I had to express disappointment, and I think you'll embrace this as well, is 9 penalties for 80 yards. It seems like their tempo and their sync was off. And I actually thought it was going to be more like 15 penalties. When I saw it was 9 this morning, I was surprised. I was like, it seemed like more than that. Maybe it was because it was at the most inopportune time sometimes.
Yeah, you figure Mike Thomas got 3 receptions wiped out because of penalties.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, that wasn't the best officiated game in the world. But, you know, again, I'm not pointing a finger at officiating because we could do that all day long. You know, one of the things is when you get 9 and 10 penalties, that's like giving up an extra touchdown.
Yep.
To a team. When you're giving up that much yardage back and the plays that you made is basically like a touchdown, that was some undisciplined play last night. I think more than anything, that irritated Sean Payton to have that many penalties. And at the times that you have it, because as you pointed out, a lot of that was at crucial points in the game.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't help themselves many times last night, to be quite frank with you.
Drop passes, penalties, you know, you can kind of go on. But again, this was another moment for the defense. It's like Mighty Mouse saves the day.
Yep.
You know, they came through when you needed them to come through. And the other part of it, because we've seen it for so long, is how well Will Lutz has developed as a place kicker.
Oh, no.
Newell, that had been a revolving door. For as many years as Peyton had been there, there had been place kickers. And how well he's come in here and solidified a very important spot. Because before it was hit and miss on kickers, man, Will Lutz has turned into a all-pro kicker NFL.
No doubt. Mike, we got to get to a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the receiving core because I think Mike Thomas is going to continue to face double and triple coverage like he did last night, and what's going to be our answer to that when we return. We'll be right back with Mike Dettillier, NFL analyst. This is Newell on WWL. Stay with us. We're talking to Mike Dettillier, NFL analyst, about the Saints and the Panthers. 12-9 score last night. Saints are now 12-2, and they have the best record in the NFL. Mike, one of the things that struck me last night is it seemed to me that Drew was a little frustrated when he was looking at Michael Thomas on a number of occasions with not only 2, but in some cases 3 defenders on him.
Yeah, well, he's gotten used to that. You know, we did the quarterback-to-quarterback segment a few weeks back, and, you know, he brought it out that, you know, Mike's going to get that double coverage, and it's almost happening the exact same way when they flank Alvin Kamara out also. So the other guy's got to get open. And so you're relying on rookie receivers and Keith Kirkwood, you know, Traquan Smith. You know, you saw with Ben Watson, you know, again, at the trail end of his career, the separation isn't there between those young receivers, and there's a difference. There's a difference there. And no one, that Superman's not coming in to save the day here. Right. Ted Ginn Jr., if he returns, can help. But there is no Superman that's going to save the day for you this year to take that sort of coverage. Mike's going to have to get used to it the same way with Alvin. The other guys have to step up their play, bottom line. I watched the game film of it, you know, this morning, and you could see numerous times Drew's looking at the way of Traquan and Kirkwood. They got no separation. So you got what you got here, and you got people binding down on you real quickly. So you know what that does? It plays to the fact that you have to become more of a run-oriented team. This team now, I think, is better suited to do that than ever before. Build your offense around the running game and the short pass to Kamara and also Ingram coming out the backfield. Now, Thomas is going to get his touches. The other guys just right now, they're just not getting open downfield.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it when you have an offensive line, too, that's beat up, it just puts more pressure on these rookies that are on the offensive line right now, and that's always the key. I mean, it's always the key when you get into the playoffs is try to minimize injuries all the time and put yourself in the best position to win, but that's not been the case thus far on the front line for us, and it just, I guess, exacerbates the problem when they're not getting open. And then when they get open, in many cases, they drop the ball.
Yeah, that's even more frustrating. Listen, the key down the stretch, I say this every year, is good health. You know, the teams that are the healthiest win come January. You know, somehow, some way, the football gods smile on them and they stay healthy. And a big part of the Saints' attack is going to be the health of Teron Armstead. And all I'm telling you, when he's healthy, Newell, he's one of the elite players in this game. Man, God above gave him some skills physically. Very few people have to play his position. The only thing he didn't give him was longevity health-wise. And he gets nicked up a lot, gets hurt a lot. So I think come late in the year, his health is going to be a key because that's protecting Drew Brees' blind side. And if you watch him as a run blocker, when him and Pete get at it on the left, they are a dynamite group opening up those holes for the backs.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about it, they last night they held him to a touchdown, and it was a trick play.
Yep.
A 50-yard trick play.
And you got 2 points given back on a play that a receiver kind of quit on the route, Drew threw it in the area, but the receiver stopped. He just stopped running. So Dante Jackson cut inside, made the play. Listen, ain't nobody catching Dante. No. I mean, he's a world-class sprinter.
That was evident.
Man, you just saw the burners on the back end with him. But I think, Newell, the one thing to look at is, in this season, of how good this defense has been, that in 14 games, they've held opponents to 20 points or less 10 times. That's better than the Chicago Bears, who have done it 9 times. The Cowboys and the Ravens have done it 8. The Saints have 10 games where they've held opponents to 20 points or less. And if you told me that before the season, I'd have never believed it. I thought they were going to be improved, but to that extent, that is the one shocking stat coming out of this season.
I thought the linebackers played well last night, and I also thought Eli Apple had the best game that he's had since he put a Saints uniform on.
Yeah, no, I think it's been back-to-back really good games for Eli Apple, and they put him in more press coverage sets. That's what he's, I think, more comfortable with at this stage. You couldn't ask him to play the ball better than he did on the interception. It was a key play late in the first half. He got his head turned around quickly and made the pickoff. Man, the linebacking core has really been a story here because, man, DeMario Davis, that acquisition, veteran guy coming in, his playmaking skills, his ability to blitz, run the field well, cover, and the good health of Alex Anzalone, who has really taken a big step up in his play also, you know, along with a steady presence with A.J. Klein. Linebacker plays good, but, man, to have a savvy guy like Demario Davis out there has been a big plus for this defense.
And we had, what, four sacks last night or two?
Four.
Two,
so, four. So that brings it. Yeah, I'm a pressure breaks the pipe type of guy. Mm-hmm. I think that's key. You've got 45 sacks this season. The most in the Sean Payton era is 2013 when you had 49. You got two games left to play. I think influencing the quarterback on throws, pressure, sacks is huge in the NFL because it creates turnovers. That quarterback doesn't have the best spot to throw the football. He's pressured. He's trying to get rid of the ball quicker than he should. 45 sacks is a big number for this Saints defense and the way they've been able to get after quarterbacks, and it's creating turnovers. And, again, that's the most important stat, giveaway, takeaway. Other than the 2009 season when they were plus 11, they have the best giveaway, takeaway numbers than any other year under Peyton other than the 09 year.
Mike, the next game, Pittsburgh. They beat the New England Patriots. They played strong. I mean, they were in their face the entire game. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, because they had been a pain in the yuck to beat them. I mean, the Patriots figured out a way to beat them. Even if games that the Steelers look as though they were the better team, the Patriots would figure out a way to win. That was an emotional game for the Steelers. And you don't know which Steeler team you're going to catch. Are you going to catch that Steeler team that beat the Patriots? Are you going to catch that Steeler team that lost to the Raiders?
Yeah,
they've been as mercurial.
That's the one I want.
Yeah. They've been as mercurial a football team that could put 45 points out on the field, and yet in other games, 17 points. So that's the most dangerous team to me.
All right.
A team that you really don't know about.
Absolutely. It'll be an interesting game, but we're back home finally, so that's a good deal. Last two games at home, and I think that'll make the difference. Mike Dettillier, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a great holiday season, my friend.
Thank you, Newell. You too, buddy.
All right. On the Blue Runner opinion poll, did last night's win make you more or less confident in a trip to the Super Bowl? 80% of the respondents say more. And I'm in that number, too, because when all things are not going well, the ability to stand up in the face of, you know, controversy or any other issues or problems that are presented, and you're able to work through it and plow through it and still get to the win, I think that says something. Let's go to line one, talk to Herb and Marrero. What say you, Herb?
Yes, Lou. I am just as confident as I've always been because those guys are finding a way to win. But what I wanted to tell you was the reason why the Saints won that game was because of Cam Newton. Cam Newton made a big to-do about the bottle of wine and the Saints with the broom in the locker room after the win last year. Instead of him keeping that in their locker room and using it as incentive, he made this big to-do all over the TV and radio. And those boys, every time they hit him last night, they had something to say to him. Every time they stopped him, they had something to say to him. He won that game. He fired that defense up.
Well, it was the Cam Newton that we wanted to show up, right? Wasn't the other Cam Newton. And it was funny, as we and my group of friends were sitting around, we felt like in the first quarter he had shown enough that it was the good for us Cam Newton that was playing that game and not good for them Cam Newton. So that was a positive, and I can't disagree with you. And it was great to see Eli Apple pull that interception down and trying to get the ball to him in the corner of the end zone and really played him tough, and I thought that was a big game changer for us.
Yes. I'm just glad they didn't go to McCaffrey more.
No, exactly. that kid is incredible.
Luke Kingsley. Yeah,
same thing. Well, Herb, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Darrell on the cell. Darrell?
Hey, Newell. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question about last night's game, and I can't find an answer. So Bobby was too busy flapping his gums last night, and I couldn't get in to call him. Yeah, I know. on the play where we were going for the 2 points and Dante intercepted the ball at like the 4-yard line, ran all the way back down, why did they get 2 points for that? I don't understand that.
Because that, well, the rule is on extra points and 2-point conversion, if, you know, you don't convert it and they run it back for a touchdown, that's what the rule is. You get it, it's a, yeah, it's like it's essentially a safety is what it is, but they get the 2 points.
But they get, so if it had been, we were going for 1 point and they intercepted, they would have gotten 1 point.
No, they would have gotten 2 points as well.
So it was considered a safety.
Right.
Okay.
Not really, but that's what the rules are. So if you stop it and you're able to convert it into a touchdown, you get 2 points.
You get 2 points because we, okay. Well, we didn't understand that.
Yeah, and it was funny because when I saw it happen, I immediately thought it was a touchdown, and then I recalled
that
that's not the rule. You know, because you're going for extra points and you'd already scored the touchdown. So, but yeah.
Okay. So,
but nonetheless, sure I don't know. This. Nonetheless, I don't know about you, but it drove me crazy.
it drove me crazy because we were all in a room and we were all women and we're all thinking, wait a minute, this was not a touchback. This was not any, why did they only get 2 points? We kept racking our brains trying to figure out. So we called a friend of ours. He didn't know. So a lot of people, I think, were like, what's going on?
That's when you Google it.
Well, I tried. Now, okay, tell me this rule. Well, I tried to Google. I tried to Google it. What would I Google to find this rule?
Failed.
Do you have any ideas?
Failed extra point returned by
failed
opponent.
Okay, failed extra point
that,
returned
that
by
might
opponent.
Be someplace okay. To try.
Okay, thanks all righty, so much, because I can't wait to tell.
Thank you. All righty, we'll be right back. Got to get to a break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to come back to the talk line when we return. This is Newell on WWL. Did last night's win make you more or less confident in a trip to the Super Bowl? 66% of the respondents say more confident. Let's go to Chris in Mandeville. What say you, Chris?
All right, Mr. Newell, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. Another win. And
I'm surprised you didn't.
Two
hey,
more
Mr.
to
Newell,
go.
Hey, almost. I think that offense needs to get their, you know what, in gear. And I give my hats off to the defense. What a hell of a game, the way our defense is stepping it up. But, I'm with you. I mean, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to blow this. And I was really disappointed with the offense. But the defense, yeah. Now, now we should. So you mean to tell me, Mr. Newell, mean to tell me if we beat Pittsburgh, it's a definite that we got the number one seed?
We got the number one seed, and all things comes through New Orleans at that point in time. As long as we keep winning.
You mean to tell me, okay, well, so either which way, and let's just say the Rams, if they end up with the same record as us, like, let's say, for instance,
we beat the Rams. We beat the Rams, so we win the tiebreak with the Rams.
Okay. So how confident are you, Mr. Noel? Confident?
I think we're going to win one of the last two games.
Right.
Hopefully it's this coming weekend, because that way we don't really need to play all of our premier players in the last game, because it won't matter. We would have cinched the number one spot. And, some of our players need some rest, obviously, and we have some that are injured that we need to get back. And then we get the bye of the first playoff weekend, a wild card weekend. And we wouldn't play till January 13, I think, or some date after that, or that gives us some long needed rest and being able to pull it together.
I got one more thing to say, Mr. Newell.
Yeah,
I thank you. My condolences to you. What I meant by that is my hats off to you. You did one hell of a job being the sheriff in Jefferson Parish. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Well, thank you, Chris. That's very kind.
I really respect the law, because my brother was in the service, and I still miss him to this day. He was killed in '88. Yep. A highly ranked security cop on base in New Calma, California.
Yep.
So it's a difficult time for me to,
Sorry for your loss, man. And we lost two. We lost two officers last night in New York, I believe, too. So I mean,
yeah. Well, I appreciate
thoughts and
it,
prayers.
Mr.
Thoughts and prayers are with them.
Thank you for taking my call.
Have a happy holiday season, Chris. Really appreciate you giving us a call. Got to get to a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL. Want to thank the listening audience for correcting me. The two officers were hit and killed by a train in Chicago. That's correct. I said New York. I just saw a glimpse of the story before walking into the studio this morning. They were chasing an individual, a person of interest involved in a case, and ended up getting hit by a train. And I mean, you know, the number of dangers that you face in law enforcement never ceases to amaze me, even after 40 years. The twists and turns that can happen in a split second, and being required to deal with that. In the next hour, we're going to have City Council member Kristen Palmer in the studio talking about big changes that she is proposing on short-term rentals. Some say the proposed measures are long overdue. Others say will cripple their business. We'll look at both sides and see what's motivating the council member and others to bring about a more restrictive ordinance as it relates to short-term rentals. I know there's any number of folks that have horrendous stories about living next door to somebody they don't know, and they're not ever going to know, really, because every 3, 4, 5 days there's someone new that appears on the next door doorstep, and they're having to live with the fallout of folks that are there to party, have a good time, take in of all of there is for New Orleans to give, and to deal with it there. Four more wins, and the Lombardi Trophy is back in New Orleans. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And I think we have a much better path if it comes through New Orleans. We get to play in the Dome. Weather is not an issue. We get to stay in our routine of our home games as long as we keep winning. That's huge. If we finish first or second, we get that first week bye. That is incredibly huge, where we get a lot of folks able to heal themselves, get themselves back together, get the bumps and the bruises and deal with those issues and come back at 100%. You know, and we've been fortunate thus far, knock on wood, this year that we've been able to escape serious injuries. I don't know about you. I thought our punter was down. I saw the helmet hit the inside of his plant foot knee, and it looked to me like he might have a knee issue, and he wasn't going to be able to return. And he's a great guy and a great member of the team. And let me tell you something. I think last night he had 4 punts, I believe, for an average of about 42 or 43 yards, which was huge. He kicked a number of them out of bounds, kept them deep in their territory, which also was huge. And we didn't get to talk about that. And I thought, you know, our punts last night, he had 4 punts for 42 yards last evening. And a number of them were kicked out of bounds, no return on those. And the same with kickoffs. We did a great job on the kickoffs as well. That's Lutz. And of course, you know, the field goal kicking has been solid. Kamara had a great return last night, I think about 50 yards, as I recall, on a kickoff, which was huge, put us in a good position as well. So we'll, you know, I'm encouraged. I feel better about their chances right now than I did a week ago. In spite of last night's game, as ugly as it was, you need to win the ugly games. You need to win those games where it's just a battle of the trenches and you're giving it your all. And players that ordinarily don't step up are stepping up. Eli Apple stepped up in a huge way. He actually had a couple of critical tackles as well. And, you know, and he had, you know, a couple of passes that he knocked out of the receiver's hand. So he had an all-in-all great game. You know, first couple of games, little iffy, right? And he had a much better game last week. And last night, I think, was the best game that he's had in a Saints uniform. And that's what you're looking for in these players, because not everybody's going to be peaking at the same time and being able to put forward the best effort that they can put forward, because sometimes they might be playing with a little bit of a bump or a bruise or an injury. They're trying to play through it, and they're not able to do so. And the others have to step up. And that's what Mike Dettillier was talking about before, is that the injury gods, you know, sometimes can deal you a bad hand. And thus far, we've been okay. And as I said, the only real disappointment that I had in last night's game was 9 penalties for 80 yards. And I know we can say, oh, well, the officiating was bad. I got to tell you, those penalties, for the most part, were legitimate. And we're trying hard. It's not that we're trying to have penalties, but that's just the way it played out. We'll have Kristen Palmer when we return.